Welcome to Senior Housing Unfiltered, a joint venture between AccuShield and Finn Technologies. Today we're stepping away from the sales pitches, and our discussions will be a deep dive into the evolving landscape of senior housing, value-based care, middle market, data analytics, predictive analytics, and resident connection. So stay tuned, we got a great show for you today. Hi, welcome to the show. My name is Todd Petty, CMO of Finn Technologies. Today we have a very interesting topic on emotional well-being. We're going to talk about the health risk of social isolation and loneliness. There are a lot of things in senior housing we have to do right, but this may be an overlooked area that needs attention. So I'm here today again with my thinking partner, Deontay.
Hey everyone, Deontay Davis from AccuShield.
So Deontay and I have been speaking for the last, well, really all winter on a topic that we've not heard a lot about. We've kind of talked around it in the industry, but we're talking about today social connections, a sense of belonging, and why that truly matters for all of our future, our seniors in particular, but also for every one of us. I mean, research, Deontay, reveals social connection is crucial for our development, really starting at a young age. Even as adults, social isolation can have devastating effects. CDC says the social isolation can increase the risk of death by 29%. And it's more than enough hours smoking 15 cigarettes per day. We got to talk about this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is something that isn't really talked about too much, I think, especially in the senior housing space. And so really making sure that our residents are getting the attention, getting the love they deserve, is something that should be discussed more often than it actually is right now.
You're right. And I appreciate what technology has done. It's allowed for us to maybe identify residents that are needing social connection, encourage it, get families involved. But we're needing something to actually be practical, to connect them with people and create those positive biochemistry that will help them live fruitful lives. So you're going to talk about that today. Let's go.
Yeah, so we're going to discuss it. And today we actually have TK King, who's one of our VP of Healthcare Strategy. And TK also spent some time as an operator himself. So TK, I'll let you introduce.
Yeah, no, happy to be here. You know, as Deontay said, I've been in the industry about 19 years, primarily in the skilled nursing side, but also senior living. I'm a former AccuShield customer and really excited to be here today to talk about something that's not great to talk about, but certainly important.
Very excited to have you here today, TK, to talk about this. You know, years ago I talked about when people list on their websites, it looks like regulations. 3 meals a day, 2 snacks, 24-hour watchful oversight, know the general condition of the resident and get help when they need it, and hey, have some activities. There's got to be a better way. We got to be taking better care of our residents. How are we going to do that? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And it's true that a lot of our industry focuses on what I like to call the amenities. We're not really all that heavily focused on the behavioral health of residents. And with value-based care, that's a big focus, is really nurturing the mental side of a resident's needs, not just the clinical comorbidities and their diagnosis codes. And truthfully, social isolation has been an industry issue for a long time. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic really highlighted how severe social isolation and loneliness is on our well-being. And earlier you mentioned a fact about social isolation, and one of the things that stood out to us in our research is an article posted by the U.S. Surgeon General last year, where he explained that social connectedness, so having that sense of connection with others, increases your risks of survival, especially for seniors, by 50%.
Wow, 50%.
Yeah, and that's tough to do. You can't really get social connectedness through normal activities, group activities, things that our industry typically try to respond to with resident needs. And that's not really because we're not trying. It's simply because there's not enough resources available to providers to serve every resident needs from a mental well-being perspective.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I like the word you use there, is response. Seems like all we've been able to really do is evaluate and respond. And now the world is changing to get ahead and predict and be able to provide the solution before the need is there.
Yeah, great point. And the word you use that I like is predict. You know, we've got as an industry, I think more data we've ever had before. And we'll talk about that a little bit with AccuShield's visitor management solution. But having the data and using it in a way that's proactive instead of reactive is all about what we love about Project Love Meter. So
Project Love Meter, I love the name.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's an internal joke. It's not a dating tool. it's truly making sure everyone in the industry, even staff to a degree, have that sense of the joy we want to create for residents, and then supporting staff with volunteers. You know, I think it's extremely important to acknowledge that our industry truly does everything we can to meet resident needs. Our commitment to residents has never been stronger than it is now. The reality, though, is that our industry can't keep up with resident mental health needs because we simply don't have enough resources. It's not an industry workforce issue, it's truly a meaningful resource issue. There are plenty of life enrichment solutions that exist, and they can be largely effective, but in my opinion, we lack what matters most, and that's establishing that real social connectedness. And that's exactly what Project Love Meter does. It adds effective volunteer resources to respond to loneliness and isolation risks timely.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And when you speak with caregivers, when I've sat down with them, they're all about, can you help me free up our time so we can do what we like to do, which is to love on the residents and provide service and care to them?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Deontay and I were, you know, recently in a few communities in Virginia a few weeks ago. And when we were installing AccuShield's visitor management solution, which comes with Project Love Meter, and explaining what Project Love Meter is going to do for the community staff, everyone's eyes lit up and lots of smiles. I think the folks who understand Project Love Meter are realizing it's more than just a resident solution. It's also to help staff.
Yeah, well, let's jump into, so the audience can get excited about this. There obviously are a lot of solutions coming out in the form of hardware and software, and that's always a great to marry that with human being facilitators. Practically, what does Project Love Meter do to create those connections in the community for the residents that may not have them, may not have those connections because there's no family, or maybe they're estranged from their families and they need some other sources of love and connection?
Absolutely. So you just touched on something I think is really important, and that's the reality of how frequent residents receive visitors. And know for our audience, when we say social visits or anything similar to that, we're referring visitors that are family, friends, and volunteers. We know we've got hospice coming in, for example, or home health, and they're there to provide a service. They're not really there to provide social connectedness. And so Project Love Meter really takes AccuShield's visitor management solution. We're capturing all of the visitor information, who they're there to see, why they're there. And we're taking that to help pinpoint residents that are not receiving social visits and or have a decline in social visits over time. As a result, our customers are integrating what we call our Love Meter report into their weekly clinical meetings to evaluate the true risk of loneliness and social isolation in their resident population. The best part of Project Love Meter, though, is what we call our volunteer management solution. And so we've partnered with associations across the country. We continuously recruit volunteers, and then we vet them. And the vetting process allows us to not just find volunteers who want to, you know, visit with lonely residents, but also create what we refer to as a volunteer profile. And that volunteer profile allows us to match the volunteer with lonely residents just based off of their availability, hobbies and interests, any other preferences. And that's where the social connectedness comes in. We're not just finding someone off the street who needs volunteer hours because they were court ordered. We're truly matching. we're truly thoughtful in the matching of lonely residents with quality volunteers.
What I really love about that as well is that some of the circles that I have the privilege of running in, whether it is working with universities and colleges on the campus with their students and trying to engage them, or working in a variety of political organizations of people that really want to give back to the community, or faith-based organizations. There are so many people that want to give back. Yeah. They want to visit widows and widowers in their affliction, but there's no mechanism to connect them. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They may show up at a community. The community is so busy overseeing the residents that it just really can't make the connection, and there's no formal process of doing this. This sounds like there's an army out there, potentially, of people that want to give back and spend time with the most vulnerable population in the United States. So practically, how does that work with the Love Meter and how it's functioning in the communities, TK?
Great question. And so one of the values of being an AccuShield customer, and we've got, you know, about 7,000 communities across the country, is that when a volunteer signs into our system, we then have access to them. And we've got access to about 1.6 million volunteers across the country. We also partner with universities, as you mentioned, churches. We're on the AARP website. So we're getting access to folks who want to volunteer, as opposed to, you know, a community trying to recruit a volunteer. And on average, we've learned that it takes about 31 hours to recruit a volunteer. And the likelihood of that volunteer actually showing up is 29%. So we're taking away the volunteer recruitment process and providing volunteers to our customers so that they're able to then facilitate those social connectedness visits between the resident and the volunteer. We asked ourselves, though, how do we make that matching and scheduling process easier? And so for the audience that doesn't know, we have a scheduling solution, and our scheduling solution really simplifies both that matching between the resident and volunteer and scheduling that volunteer visit. It's really an all-in-one solution.
What I really like about this is listening to the statistics that are being quoted recently. You quoted them, the CDC has them, and we understand loneliness and isolation and lack of connection exacerbates decline, and existing comorbidities compounded on that shorten life. And this is one strategy of being able to take care of our residents in a beautiful environment called senior housing and have longer length of stay, have less turnover, and participate ultimately in value-based care that's looking to increase longevity and healthier residents, rather than decline, have an episodic event, and then have them pay a lot of money to get them back to baseline. And having that connection is so vitally important. You know, one thing I've observed, TK and Deontay, just over the years in senior housing, and I don't hear it talked about a lot, is one of the things we've done a really good job with is bringing residents in when they're very sick or cognitive decline has taken place, and they're in the sunset of their lives, and we're able to manage that period. And one of the things that I found very positive is that families take this opportunity. One of the greatest values that senior housing delivers to its customers that we do not talk a lot about in the industry is that the residents are coming to senior housing in their most vulnerable time of their life. Comorbidities, cognitive impairment, families need help, and we're here to provide that service to them. But one of the greatest value propositions that takes place is that this environment in senior housing allows for families to spend the remaining days with their loved ones. And I've seen reconciliation with families. I've seen families come together that were apart for many years. I've seen time and space allowed to the senior to make those final decisions, final arrangements, and closure on their family members before they go to the next life. That's huge. And there are residents we're talking about that may not have any family members to see them. They may not have that ability for someone to facilitate that. And what this does, Deontay, this helps them provide a little bit of that opportunity with caring, loving volunteers that can be that facilitator for them and be that voice for them as they're going through this period.
Yeah, Todd, and I mean, even going back to what you mentioned there, thinking about senior housing, most people get into this industry because they want to take care of seniors. What better way to help facilitate that love and that connection, especially if we're talking about maybe a family that has been broken at certain points, right? If we can help facilitate them reconciling their relationship, you know, what better way can we, you know, advance the industry and spend our days than doing something like that? And at the end of the day, if we're here to take care of residents, managing and being proactive on their own emotional wellness, that's the kick right there. That's what we want to do.
Right on. So tell us, TK, about how seamless is this? So obviously, we're gathering the data of visits, who's connecting with the resident. There's got to be an easy way to get this information to the team, right? Because that's where we always have the struggle. We have the information, but we can't do anything about it. We don't have time to do anything about it. How does this help the operator in the building be able to bring those volunteers in and add to his virtual team and his virtual staff?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, in our industry, we have a bad habit of adding and adding and adding programs instead of trying to consolidate them. Or you know, and to that point, make it easy to access the data you're collecting. And so we do a lot of things with AccuShield, and all the data we collect in our system, you know, is accessible through our dashboard, but we also can push the data right to somebody's inbox. Mm-hmm. A lot of operators like the idea of logging into their email and having that data right at their fingertips. Aside from that, the customers today are taking that Love Meter report right to their clinical meetings, as I mentioned earlier. From there, they get to decide which residents, again, are truly at risk of loneliness and isolation. And then we call it kind of an opt-in process. They're opting the residents into Project Love Meter. And then the system from there, after their profile is created, determines which volunteers and which residents they're matched with, and it's a pretty automated process with the scheduling tool. The one piece, though, I think that stands out the most, and this is even without Project Love Meter, but a lot of the data that's being collected both to identify residents that are at risk as well as show all the third-party care visits that are being provided just by collecting it through the visitor management component of AccuShield allows customers to show family, here's what's going on with your loved one outside of the care we're directly providing with our staff. You think about the daughter that lives in Ohio and her mother's in Georgia. How does the community easily show that loved one what's happening? And so they can do that all with the data we're collecting in AccuShield.
Yeah, TK, and to your point there, you know, when we're thinking about NOI, when we're thinking about sales opportunities, getting occupancy up, I mean, what better way to set your community apart from others in the area than to go talk to a prospective family member of a resident and say, hey, you know, we have something that's going to help make sure that the emotional well-being of your loved one is going to, you know, stay high, and that they're going to have people that are going to be spending time with them and, you know, really make sure that they're getting the care and getting the love and the attention that they need. I mean, that'll really set you apart from everyone else.
Yeah, it's really more of a sense of reassurance versus a simple amenity that you're providing.
Right, and that's the shift that is taking place in our industry of, rather than providing programs, we're now being very proactive to identify residents whose mood and behavior is changing, residents who are having changes to their physiology. We're collecting this data and being able to provide it in a simplified way thanks to innovation. And we're able to present it so we can intervene on their behalf. Rather than waiting for something to happen, we all have to respond to it. This not only helps us be a player in value-based care of keeping people out of the hospital, it's risk management. Our insurance costs are going to go down because we're not going to have incidents. Or if we do have incidents, because ultimately we don't live forever and there's an incident. Yeah. But now we can say, look, we did all we could do to help this resident. We made sure they had connectivity with people, their emotional needs were being met, that their social isolation was avoided and eliminated. We intervened on care plans that we saw moving in the wrong direction. This is going to give an owner operator a very different wellness environment in the future. Very exciting, gentlemen.
Yeah, and Todd, even taking off the senior living hat, like in our world today and just all the research, you know, we're seeing how detrimental isolation is for the well-being of people overall. And so just goes to show that it's even more so with our seniors.
Yeah, and we didn't even get into how connection reverses or causes good biochemistry or feel-good chemicals. I mean, these chemicals were given to us for a reason, and social connection increases dopamine, increases our feel-good chemicals that help us live a better life, be optimistic, overcome potential depression, mm-hmm. and have us upbeat. And that's where our seniors need to be, not just settling and declining and being depressed of where their life is right now. So this is a powerful tool.
Good.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with both of you more. The one other thing I would add to that is that this also helps create what I like to call a sense of community outside of the building. You know, a lot of the residents that are there are lifelong community members. And so for lonely folks that are also living at home, for example, that are experiencing loneliness and isolation, we've had a lot of people join the network who only join because they're lonely as well. So it helps really connect lonely community members with lonely seniors. On that note, just so everyone knows, with our volunteer vetting process, you know, aside from creating that volunteer profile that I referred to earlier, we're also a credentialing company. So AccuShield does a lot of credentialing of providers. We also offer that for our volunteers. But what's most important is we don't make the decision if volunteers are allowed in a building. That's left up to the customer so they can follow their own policies and procedures. And it's all simplified, you know, that process through our volunteer management component. So exciting stuff. So anybody interested will visit projectlovemeter.com. They can also email us at projectlovemeter@accushield.com. Same thing for anybody who's interested in volunteering. We've got a volunteer sign-up page where you can apply to become a volunteer. Anything you guys need to know, that website's the best place to go. Also email us and we'll get you all the information you need.
Yeah, TK, and that last point's a good thing to mention. You know, if you or anyone is looking to start volunteering within senior living communities, go to that website, apply, go through the vetting process, because that's just one other person we can get to spend time with our seniors.
Yeah, and to that note, if you're not comfortable volunteering, because not everyone's comfortable volunteering one-on-one with the resident, there are other volunteer opportunities. Don't hold back on applying. We can still match you with other opportunities as well in those communities.
All right, guys. So any last minute closing thoughts?
Yeah, we're at the 20 minute mark. So we promised the audiences we're going to keep this about 20 minutes. This is our second show. And you know, we are trying very diligently to be transparent, to provide valuable information, to make a difference in the folks that come to Senior Housing Unfiltered. I want to thank AccuShield and Finn Technologies. We've come together and trying to do something that has never really been done before. And I'm very excited about this. And here's why. I don't believe that our next generation of senior housing leaders, that they lack a dream. I don't believe that they lack a work ethic. I don't believe they lack a plan. I believe they lack tools. I believe they lack training. I believe they lack an understanding of how the world is changing. And that's our goal here at Senior Housing Unfiltered, is to provide you with training, edification, education, to get ready for the greatest opportunity of a lifetime, 2030, every baby boomer over the age of 65. We're out of housing, and it's going to be a great ride. Thank you, TK, and thank you, Deontay. Thank you. See you guys in a couple weeks.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Godspeed.